spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
And to go howdy from the Lone Star State of Texas, Uncle Buck here, asking the question, how do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? Ooh, however it is, the next hour or so, I think you're going to hear something that's going to make you pat your foot. I have 6 featured artists lined up for you. I'll tell you a little bit about that here in just a moment. Coming up here in segment 1, it's going to be a little bit of old school, a little bit of some things that are new. Buddy Guy's on tap here in segment 1 with a new track you might not have heard. Gary Moore gonna sing a song about the King of the Blues. And speaking of the King of the Blues, B.B. King is gonna take care of the Then track on our Then and Now feature. And Dion DiMucci in segment 2 will lay down the Now track. But let's stop yakking and start the tracking. Kenny Wayne Shepherd's gonna kick it off from his album, the 30th anniversary album, by the way, of Leadbetter Heights, which was Kenny Wayne's first album. Put an ear on this one. I really liked it. It's called Born with a Broken Heart, Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Born with a broken heart.
mentioned in my opening remarks that I had six featured artists lined up for this week's show. My producer, Mr. Matt, as we were trying to figure out who we wanted as a feature artist, Matt looked me in the eye and said, "You know what? That Joe Bonamassa album, the tribute to B.B. King, entitled B.B. King's Blues Summit 100, had a whole bunch of good stuff in it." And I had to agree, so we will call the featured artist on this particular show, number 287, by the way, part two of Joe Bonamassa's production, celebrating B.B. King's 100th birthday. That was a multi-disc album, by the way, quite a good one. If you didn't pick it up, you ought to do so. Joe Bonamassa can certainly tell you how to order one. So the featured artist on this show, six different featured artists. Actually, I guess I could say that there are 10 featured artists, if one would count the blues duos of tracks we're going to be playing. And that's the case with a duo from that great Joe Bonamassa-produced album. It's Eric Gales teamed up with New Orleans' own Trombone Shorty. Their song is Heartbreaker.
Something happened that I can't describe. She never talks serious about love or romance. She's the kind of babe that won't give your heart a chance. She's a real heartbreaker, don't you know? She's a real heartbreaker, don't you know? She's a real heartbreaker, a mean man hater. She's a real heartbreaker, don't you know? No one man ever enters her mind. She loves to flirt with maybe 8 or 9. When she goes out, man, she has a ball. She don't date one, she loves to date them all. She's a real heartbreaker, don't you know? She's a real heartbreaker, don't you know? She's a real heartbreaker, a mean man hater. She's a real heartbreaker, don't you know? She made up her mind, man, to really live. She gonna go out and live for real. She's a mean man hater, don't you know? She's a real heartbreaker, don't you know? She's a real heartbreaker, a mean man hater. She's a real heartbreaker, don't you know?
come from that album, B.B. King's Blues Summit 100. It is time, though, for a double shot of the blues. Gary Moore's gonna kick off this double shot of the blues, followed up by another track from the album, B.B. King's Blues Summit 100. It's gonna feature Jade McCrae and Robin Ford. Jade McCrae, born in the U.K., quite the blues and soul singer that resides in Australia at this time, backed up with a great guitar picker, Robin Ford. Their song is Ain't Nobody Home. But here's Gary Moore with a tribute to his idol, B.B. King, called King of the Blues.
Yeah. This is Paul from Bison Hip in Glasgow, Scotland. And you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBuck.com.
Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, you'd lead me, I would surely follow. Boy, you put me through some pain and misery. Now you're standing on my doorstep, telling me just how much you need me. Oh, baby, ain't nobody home. For you to come home, but you laughed at me. You said, leave me alone. Yeah. Through my falling tears, I watched you walk away. And now you're begging me to forgive you. Well, this time, baby, it's your turn to beg. 'Cause there ain't nobody home.
Nobody's home.
I thought it was appropriate this week to bring on B.B. King himself to take care of the then track on our feature, Then and Now. It's from B.B.'s album from 1978 entitled Midnight Believer. I think you're gonna like this track. It's a toe-tapper called Never Make Your Move Too Soon.
Bring up a number all night long. a midnight flight. Thought a little love could make everything all right. The landlord said you moved away and left me all of your bills to pay. Look out, baby, you might have made your move too soon. Left me with
too soon, babe.
It's time to go back to back and belly to belly here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. We have 6 different tracks with 10 Who's Who of the Blues World doing B.B. King covers. We're calling the show Part 2 of Joe Bonamassa's B.B. King's Blues Summit 100 album. And from that album, oh, listen to this trio. Michael McDonald, Susan Tedeschi, and Derek Trucks with a great BB cover. Gonna be followed up, speaking of great, Buddy Guy. A recent track from Buddy that you might not have heard called Whiskey for Sale. But here's Michael McDonald, Susan Tedeschi, Derek Trucks, a BB King cover entitled To Know You Is to Love You. To know me
everybody, this is Danielle Nicole, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
You want to sing it with me? On UncleBUC.com. Beautiful.
Producer Mr. Mattson, they're waving his arms. I would interpret that as meaning it's time to take a little pause for the cause. Oh, don't you run away, though. Kicking off segment two of this week's Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is going to be Stevie Ray Vaughan, a rare instrumental cover by Stevie Ray Vaughan, Freddie King's Hideaway. Whew, what a good one that is. Of course, in segment two, we're going to have more tracks from the Joe Bonamassa production of B.B. King. King's Blues Summit 100 album. Warren Haynes is on board. Oh, something special also, the Misty Blues Band teamed up with Lady Bianca. Mark Bessard's on board, James Cotton, Paul Rogers, and Dion is going to take care of the Now version on Then and Now. It's all coming up in segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Hey, this is Eric Gale.
Hey, y'all, this is J.D. Simo coming at you.
This is Gemini Dragon, all the way from Louisiana.
This is Kathy Lemon.
And this is Phil Berkowitz.
And together we are
The Lucky Losers.
Hey there, Chris Duarte from the Chris Duarte Group.
Hey, this is Sue Foley.
Hey, this is Nisi.
Hey, everybody, this is Orphan John of Orphan John the Abandoned.
This is Glenn Coleman, and I'm a blues man living in Germany.
Hey, this is Albert Cummings.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn.
Hey, it's Matt, the producer, and Buck's keeping the blues alive and well here on the best blues show in Texas, Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, and it's only here on UncleBUC.com.
that as a way to launch us into segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Stevie Ray Vaughan covering a Freddie King instrumental entitled Hideaway. Woo! Not only are we in segment two of this session, our featured artist, this show is labeled as part two, with tracks from a great album, B.B. King's Blues Summit 100. Part one was tracks from the album when it originally came out back in February of 2026. But there was just too much good music on the album, too many good blues tracks, not to bring it back as part two. The album was produced by Joe Bonamassa with some help from Josh Smith. It's a three-disc album. I own it personally. If you don't have it, oh, it's a dandy. All in all, there's 41 different artists contributing on tracks in the album. So let's bring on one of them. And that honor belongs to Warren Haynes. Oh, great B.B. King song Warren is covering called How Blue Can You Get?
Snack. I let you live in my penthouse. You said it was just a shack. I gave you seven children, and now you want to give them back. Oh, baby.
put the needle down in the grooves on a double dose of the blues at this time. A double dose of new singles that have been released by a couple of great blues artists. First track is a pre-release from Gina Coleman and the Misty Blues Band. What's unusual about this track? Misty Blues Band and Gina Coleman are all teamed up on a duo with Lady Bianca. And that's going to be followed by pre-release also from a new album that Mark Broussard has coming out. That track is called Blame. But kicking off this double dose, the Misty Blues Band, Gina Coleman, teamed up with Lady Bianca. Their song is Triflin' Man.
That triflin' man ain't got no money. He roams through town on his looks you see. And when he rolls up upon your doorstep, he'll charm you out the cow and milk for free.
That's what I'm saying, I'm saying that.
This is Kim Wilson of the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues at UncleBUC.com.
Segment one in our Then and Now feature, the King of the Blues, B.B. King, took care of the then track. Oh, great song called Never Make Your Move Too Soon. But the time has rolled around to take care of the now track of Then and Now. Oh, and from the album, B.B. King's Blues Summit 100, Dion DiMucci, that you might remember as a top 40 hit maker with Dion and the Belmonts. Well, like a lot of the old top 40 hit makers and rockers, many of them have caught the blues religion. So here is is Dion, one of our six featured artists. Dion's song, Taking Care of the Now track on Then and Now. B.B. King's Never Make Your Move Too Soon. Well, our producer, Mr. Matt, is in there holding up his famous two fingers. That means it's time for me to look down on that big old bucket of blues I brought with me and notice there's only two tracks left in there. So we will proclaim, Matt, it's time for two mo' before we go. Oh, what a two mo' for a finale. Blues legend, quite the man on the harp, James Cotton, is going to take care of the first track of this two mo' before we go. And from the featured album, B.B. King's Blues Summit 100, Paul Rogers with a great cover of B.B. King's Nightlife. But here to kick off this two mo' before we go, James Cotton, live performance of Help Me.
Hi, this is Gina Coleman from Misty Blues, And you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Uncle BC.com. That's right.
Yeah, I'll make the guitar sing, Joe.
But it's my life.
that puts a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues that we are labeling as show number 287, part 2 of B.B. King's Blues Summit 100, featuring 6 featured artists. Hope you enjoyed it. And I also hope you're going to be back next week, because we're going to fill the bucket of blues back up and be back with you with another hour or so with a bucket of blues that I think you're going to really enjoy digging on. By the way, I do want to thank everybody that is following Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. I did the count the other day, and it looks like we're approaching 10,000 followers. So, woo, that makes me happy. If you haven't followed the show on any of those social media platforms, please do. But until we meet again, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on a turntable going round and round.